We thank you, Lord, because of your faithfulness throughout 2018, that you've even brought us to this point in time. The remaining 29 days in this year, we thank you because we know it is well. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor because you deserve it, Lord. You deserve it, oh Lord. We just worship you. We bless your holy name. We ascribe greatness to you, oh God. Blessed be your name. For in Jesus' name we worship. In Jesus' name we worship. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shall we have our seats? God bless you, choir. Amen. I read from the book of Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1 from verse 46. Luke chapter 1 verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her house. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for today's service. It's the first Sunday in the month of December. I'm one of those people that's always excited in December, because I'm like, the year is coming to an end and we count down and we're going into a new year. I always say December is, for me, is a month of Thanksgiving. So starting from the first day of Thanksgiving throughout, because we have so much to be thankful to God for, that he's kept us thus far. And we know that the one that has kept us thus far will see us through into 2019 in Jesus' name and beyond. If Christ tarries, he will see us for many, many more years. Praise the Lord. Just briefly going to talk about something the Lord has been laying on my heart. Many, many years ago, as a teenager, someone sent me a letter. We didn't have emails then. So it was actually a letter. A friend of mine wrote me a letter and was like, you know, "How are you? I hope you're well. If so, doxology." And I was like, my goodness. You know, we have a way of just bringing out words. And she wrote, "If so, doxology." And I, what on earth is doxology? And, you know, that word stuck. I couldn't have been older than 14 when I'm talking about. And that word stuck in my mind. You know, "I hope you're doing well. If so, doxology." Yeah, you know, bigwords.com. So I just want to talk about doxology. People are bringing out their dictionaries to check doxology. Doxology is a hymn expressing praise and honor to God. It's a form of praise to God designed to be sung or chanted by a choir or the congregation. So it was being used in the sense of praise, you know, praising God. But I thought doxology. I never forgot that word. I'm sure most of us will not forget doxology, right? D-O-X-O-L-O-G-Y, doxology. But it's a song of hymn or praise to God. And like I said, this is the month of December. God has been faithful. Today's Thanksgiving Sunday, every aspect of this service is about giving thanks. And truly, we should have every reason to give thanks. The passage we just read is referred to as the Song of Mary. She started by saying, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my salvation." You know, if we think about the context of that song, we should ask ourselves, did she really have a reason to be magnifying God and her spirit praising the God of her salvation, her Savior? What is it with Mary? If you read the preceding passage, Luke 1, verses 26 to 35, you know, the angel appeared to Mary. In verse 28, can we project verse 28? What the angel said was, "Greetings, highly favored and blessed. Highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." Highly favored and blessed. Say to the next person next to you, really, say, "You're highly favored and blessed." Say it like you mean it. Tell her, because she is. Tell him, "You're highly favored and blessed. Whether you realize it or not, you're highly favored and you're blessed because the Lord is with you." Praise the Lord. Now, someone comes and says to the woman, "Highly favored one, you're blessed." And then the next thing he tells her, he says, "By the way, you know what? I know you're a teenager, but you're going to get pregnant. And I know you're not married." And you're thinking to yourself, teenage pregnancy outside of marriage. I know that in this day and age, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the society, we're really in a decadent society. Things are really, really bad. But it didn't just start now. I think the way society is right now is a function of what has been happening for the past 30, 40 years. So, as they say, Rome was not built in a day, right? So if things are bad now, it didn't start last year. It didn't start 10 years ago. It didn't start 20 years ago. It didn't start 30 years ago. It didn't start 40 years ago. It grew. It gradually grew. I remember as a kid, a family friend of mine at the age of 15 got pregnant. And in the UK, it was a norm. So things are not just getting bad. And certain things were acceptable. But back then, come on, a teenager getting pregnant. You know I'm a teacher. A teenager getting pregnant outside of marriage. Absolutely. That was something in the Israel of those days. She would have been stoned to death. Because that means she had been sleeping around and she wasn't married. So it was a life and death issue. And yet someone comes and says, "Hi, you're highly favored. You're blessed. Oh, by the way, you're going to have a baby. And you're just a teenager." That was literally a death sentence. If you look at it from man's perspective. Because they would have stoned her. And yet the angel said, "You're highly favored and blessed." Punishable by death. How can someone come and say, you know, "You're highly favored and blessed" with all that? The angel went on to explain, yes, you know, you'll get pregnant. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Holy Ghost will overshadow you. You know what Mary's response was? And that is what fascinates me. In verse 38, Mary said, "I'm your maidservant." You know, "I'm at your service. I'm at your service. Let it be to me according to your word." Mary said, "Behold, your maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed. "Let it happen to me as you have said." That takes faith. Because she knew that I should be killed. I would be killed. But the angel had told her, you know, you're going to have this child. So, absolute trust in God that, you know what, let it be to me according to your word. The angel went on to tell her that your cousin Elizabeth is also going to have a child. And she went to see her cousin. It was after seeing her cousin that she sang this song, saying, "My soul magnifies the Lord. In spite of my circumstances, irrespective of what the forecast is, the forecast might be bleak. Things might not look nice. The odds might be stacked against you, as in seriously stacked against you, as it was against her. But she said, you know, let it be to me according to your word." Now, when I say you're blessed and highly favored, it's because you've got God on your side, irrespective of the circumstance, irrespective of the odds, even though it doesn't look good, because God is on your side, you're blessed and you're highly favored, and you should have a reason to give thanks. You should have a reason to praise God, because the Lord is with you. Praise the Lord. This month, we're celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. Because he is with you, you're blessed, you're highly favored. Irrespective of the odds, irrespective of the circumstances, in accordance to his word, it will be well with you in Jesus' name. Mary was able to sing, to give praise, hence doxology. Back to our doxology. She was able to praise God for all that she knew he was going to do, for where she was. And because her future was bright. As we praise God, so is our future bright in Jesus' name. Your future is bright in Jesus' name. Your future is bright in Jesus' name. Okay. My future is bright in Jesus' name. Do you believe your future is bright? Then say it. Sometimes we need to learn to confess this. Say it. My future is bright in Jesus' name. Say it like you mean it. Say it like you mean it. Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you convinced that your future is? Then say it. Say it. Say it with confidence, with boldness. So shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to just take a few songs from, you know, a few inspired songs that Mary sang. You know, she said her soul magnifies the Lord. Shall we rise to our feet? Mary sang, said, "My soul magnifies the Lord." Can you please? Thank you, sir. "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit praises his name. For even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. For death could not hold him captive, even in the grave, Jesus." In verse 49, she said, "For he who is mighty has done great things for me. He has done great things. He has done great things. done great things for you. Sing to him.
Thank you.
just worship Him? Why do you express your worship to Him? Today is a day of praise. Today is a day of thanksgiving. You know, you cannot give what you don't have. You cannot give what you don't have. You cannot give joy if you don't have it. You cannot share a message when you don't have anything inside of you. We're going to go out soon. We're going to go into the streets to share the love of God. Is that love flowing in you? It is what is flowing in you that you can share with others. It is the joy that you have that you can express to others. Let the joy of the Lord dwell in you. Let it dwell in you. Let it rise from the inside of you. Say hallelujah to your holy name. We bless you, Father. Lord Jesus, we give you praise because you're worthy. You're the Lamb of God that came to take away the reproach that is upon us, the sin that has kept us captive. We bless your holy name, Father, not because of what we get from you, not because of what we can receive from you, but because of who you are. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, Father. Blessed be your holy name. for we worship in Jesus' name. Amen.